Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Tuesday, the 24th of May 2022 is Edmund I. Edmund I or Edmund I, 920-921 to 26th of May 946, was King of the English from 27th of October 939 until his death. He was the elder son of King Edward the Elder and his third wife, Queen Ejifu, and a grandson of King Alfred the Great. When Edward died in 924, he was succeeded by his eldest son, Edmund's half-brother Athelstan, who died childless in 939. Edmund then became king. He had two sons, Edvig and Edgar, by his first wife Elfgifu, and none by his second wife Ethelthald. His sons were young children when he was killed in a brawl with an outlaw at Pucklechurch in Gloucestershire, and he was succeeded by his younger brother Edred, who died in 955 and was followed by Edmund's sons in succession. Athelstan had succeeded as the King of England south of the Humber, and he became the first king of all England when he conquered Viking-ruled York in 927, but after his death Anlaf Guthfrithson was accepted as King of York and extended Viking rule to the five boroughs of northeast Mercia. Edmund was initially forced to accept the reverse, the first major setback for the West Saxon dynasty since Alfred's reign, but he was able to recover his position following Anlaf's death in 941. In 942 Edmund took back control of the five boroughs, and in 944 he regained control over the whole of England when he expelled the Viking kings of York. Edred had to deal with further revolts when he became king, and York was not finally conquered until 954. Athelstan had achieved a dominant position over other British kings, and Edmund maintained this, perhaps apart from Scotland. The North Welsh king Ethelwulf may have allied with the Vikings, as he was killed by the English in 942. The British kingdom of Strathclyde may also have sided with the Vikings, as Edmund ravaged it in 945 and then ceded it to Malcolm I of Scotland. Edmund also continued his brother's friendly relations with continental rulers, several of whom were married to his half-sisters. Edmund inherited his brother's interests and leading advisers, such as Order, whom he appointed Archbishop of Canterbury in 941, Athelstan half-king, Ealdorman of East Anglia, and Elfhere the Bald, Bishop of Winchester. Government at the local level was mainly carried on by Ealdorman, and Edmund made substantial changes in personnel during his reign, with a move from Athelstan's main reliance on West Saxons to a greater prominence of men with Mercian connections. Unlike the close relatives of previous kings, his mother and brother attested many of Edmund's charters, suggesting a high degree of family cooperation. Edmund was also an active legislator, and three of his codes survive. Provisions include ones which attempt to regulate feuds and emphasize the sanctity of the royal person. The major religious movement of the 10th century, the English Benedictine Reform, reached its peak under Edgar, but Edmund's reign was important in its early stages. He appointed Dunstan Abbot of Glastonbury, where he was joined by Ethelwald. They were to be two of the leaders of the reform, and they made the abbey the first important center for disseminating it. Unlike the circle of his son Edgar, Edmund did not take the view that Benedictine monasticism was the only worthwhile religious life, and he also patronized unreformed, non-Benedictine, establishments. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:27 UTC on Tuesday, the 24th of May 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Edmund I. This podcast is produced by Arbalsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbalsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Geraint Standate. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.